This is the Daily Treasure Podcast produced by Mark Inc. Ministries. I'm Sharon Betters, and I'm so glad that you are joining us for our new series called A Pilgrimage Fueled by Hope. This is one of my favorite devotional series, and it's my prayer that the words and the scriptures that you are going to hear are going to help turn your heart toward Jesus. Today's treasure is from Psalm 34:8, one of my favorite verses. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in him. In her book, Pursue the Intentional Life, Jean Fleming tells the story of a man whose lifelong disciplines and creativity saved his life when the world literally fell in on him. It was 2010, and a horrible earthquake rumbled and the earth erupted, tearing down thousands of structures and killing untold numbers. One man, head of a music school, Juilliard trained and blind, was trapped in rubble for 18 hours. How did he survive? He went into his default mode. He tapped into the disciplines that had brought him to this point in his life. Fleming writes in her book, he structured his hours. He prayed and meditated for 20 minutes. Then he played, note by note, various classical pieces in his mind for 40 minutes. He passed his earthquake prison time, repeating this pattern, a configuration of discipline and creativity. And that's page 90 in Pursue the Intentional Life. Fleming continues on page 90, the creativity I applaud here is not that he is a musician or that he played music in his mind, but rather that he creatively determined how he would use his time when few options were open to him. I imagine the terror of being confined to a small place, not knowing if rescuers would come. The physical dilemma is undeniable, but the greater challenge is managing the mind and spirit. Panic and despair are threats as dangerous as the weight of debris and the need for food and water. Although I might never suffer through disaster like this courageous man did, everyday life provides ample challenges and opportunities to choose the shape my life will take. This Juilliard-trained blind musician lived by certain disciplines that he tapped into when the world crashed down on top of him. He turned to prayer, meditation, and his music. His inner world structure became his default mode when life literally crushed him. This story begs the question, what is my default mode when those troubles rush in, when I feel trapped by life, my circumstances, my weariness, when I want to quit? What is your default mode? Each of us is on a pilgrimage. Though few of us will suffer such a physical disaster in our life journey, Jesus promises in John chapter 16, verse 33, that in this life we will have troubles. Some days, joy and purpose fuel our journey. Other days, we struggle to keep on keeping on. Weariness at the thought of taking one more step tempts us to sit down and refuse to move. How can we continue to walk by faith when circumstances crush our plans, crush our dreams, shatter our personal worlds? Throughout this devotional series, we'll take a look at how some people in Scripture faced hard places. Their responses to life crashing down on them become classrooms where we learn what structures in their lives created protective fences when they might have been tempted to run away. We will consider how our response to the invitation in Psalm 38:4 to taste and see that the Lord is good creates a default mode that will either fuel our life pilgrimages with hope or leave us hopeless and helpless. I hope you'll ask your friends to join you on this treasure hunt as we unpack pilgrimage teaching moments that will fuel our journey with hope. And oh Father, I pray for those who will join us for this journey, whether their lives are in a good place or whether they are holding on to life by their fingernails. I ask that your word would infuse hope into their hearts and that through this series, you will give them specific ways that they can fall deeper in love with you and where they can develop a default mode that falls into place when life comes crashing down. Friends, thanks so much for joining us for A Pilgrimage Fueled by Hope. We are always excited to share this devotional. It seems to be one of our more popular ones, and also it is foundational to our faith as we look at the different tenets of our faith and some of the practical ways we can grow in our faith. And so I am looking forward to being with you each day for a few minutes, and I pray that you will pass the word along, that you will share with others what we are doing, and that you will also be so encouraged and equipped to walk by faith no matter where God has placed you. As you're thinking about this coming year, I hope that you will prayerfully consider supporting the production of Daily Treasure. As you know, it is free, and we keep it free, and we're so grateful that we can offer it for free, but it does cost to produce it. And so for your gift of $50 or more, we want to send you a beautiful water bottle that is specially designed for Daily Treasure. It has our logo on the side of it, and I have used it a lot, and it really keeps the beverages really cold. And so I hope that you will think about giving a gift of $50 or more, and we're going to send you that water bottle as our thank you gift. So go to markinc.org, M-E-R-K-I-N-C.org, where you can safely give. And while you're there, we'd love for you to add a comment about Daily Treasure and tell us how God is using it to touch your heart. Thanks so much for joining us, and I look forward to being with you tomorrow.